We are all programmed to be sex slaves. Yes, you read that right. You heard that right in plain English. And you are free to be as offended by that as you wish. But you know and feel in yourselves that what I'm telling you is the undeniable truth. What else could be a better topic other than sex that is vaster and total in its scope for the powers that want to be to simply apply their evil divide and conquer agendas for maximum exploitation, where they can utilize their tools of political correctness and the mind control tactics of the guerrilla-style emotional triggering combat of weaponized woundology, and then merely sit back and watch the utter chaos, blood, and gore, and compelled outrage of the victimized masses turning on one another and culling each other. Sex is the lowest common denominator, where gender and religion and race and class and skin color and education and free speech and freedom of the press and politics and our military prowess or lack thereof and our unalienable rights can be twisted into one sweeping topic that encompasses every fucked up notion and more as it relates to our human nature. In this perception-managed reality, human nature, in my opinion, is neither good nor bad, but programmable. So I'd say that the topic of sex lends itself to fuck us over in every which way. Every one of us is programmed from the time we are conceived to be sex slaves through our tribal lineages, including DNA hand-me-downs from our mothers and fathers. Our mothers and fathers, regardless of whether or not they raise us, are our first interface with the actual physical expressions of the divine feminine and the divine masculine essences of female and male. We inherit all the collective attitudes and beliefs from our mothers and fathers and all their ancestors regarding what it is to be a man or woman. And so our sex enslavement begins, ever so subtly. Most of us would not relate to being actual sex slaves because we're not in the throes of being trafficked, drugged, handcuffed, and shackled to a soiled bed or tied to a tree or dolled up to attend a sex party only to, under pain of torture or death, sexually serve as one predator after another, after another, after another, until the next and the next and the next, where hours turn into days, then turn into weeks, then months, then years. Do ponder about this typical innocent, quote-unquote, and seemingly innocuous westernized cultural mind control program that already sets up the gender divide. Blue booties, pink booties, rainbow booties, and now transgender booties, and a baby's birth hasn't even occurred. In truth, unless we are lucky enough to be blessed with parents who are awake and have thoroughly and consciously excavated and dissolved their own mind-controlled tribal programs regarding sexuality and what defines the feminine and masculine, man and woman, male and female, we are all born into pre-programmed mind control and social engineering that is not only confusing and insidious, but is mostly automatically and collectively running most humans and their sexuality unchecked, unchallenged, and unquestioned, and then we pass it on to our children. In order to fully awake to the truth of who we are as infinite loving awareness and consciousness having a human experience, we are required to evolve from victim to victorious. And it is up to each one of us to unravel the distorted views and beliefs regarding men and women and sexuality by doing the great inner work. But most folks will never do this and default to automated unconsciousness around all aspects of living and loving. As a result of this default, sexuality is distorted and twisted around such that we try to control it or avoid it, repress, suppress it, profit by it, only to end up being addicted to it, afraid of it, ruled by it, made ill by it, killed for it, defined by it, brutalized by it, deprived of it, used by it, enslaved by it, etc. Sexuality seems to trigger all sorts of emotions and thoughts. Some erotic and friendly, and then there are those really dark and distorted and intensely fucked up emotions and thoughts. So many of us become obsessed with chasing the next orgasm and the people we fuck or the many ways we fuck or get off in secret. Some of us avoid sex altogether for various and sundry reasons. Too complicated, too painful, too risky, too scary, too dirty, too messy, too awful, too much, too unfulfilling, too predictable, too boring, too costly. Then we judge and criticize others who love it, crave it, or don't want it, or can't get enough of it, or whatever. We obsess about size, the size of our breasts, the size of our butts, and the size of our dicks, always asking, does size really matter? Is bigger really better? Sexier? Am I enough? Oy! What the fuck? It is no wonder our deepest, darkest wounding and our greatest medicine is embedded in our sexuality, which is akin to our cosmic creative energies that unify the divine masculine and divine feminine principles within both man and woman. Sexuality has been overlaid with and dominated by darkness, distortion, disinformation, guilt, negativity, repression, and shame by the powers that want to be, with the assistance of the twists and turns of religion, holy wars, and its many types of jihad, inquisitions, and sacred texts of old and new, gender modifications, and science and medical technology presently. Throughout our collective history, the reality and horror of blood, ritual sacrifice, rape, torture, mutilation, murder, and genocide have been largely sanitized and downplayed as conspiracy theory fake news. Yet the tremendous fear and terror energetically generated throughout history from these egregious acts still continues to reverberate today and are still practiced. This collective and individualized trauma-based mind-controlled programming and wounding violates and separates us into two polarized psyops roles that require slave victim and master perpetrator. Currently, many of us are trapped in endless cycles of sexual abuse in these opposites, while some, depending upon circumstance, play both sides. The ongoing evil, brutality, and violence in sexuality and in our abusive, yet normalized, codependent, dysfunctional relationships shatters our innocence and purity, degrades us, man, woman, and child, into something less than human, let alone divine. The parasitic powers that want to be, aka the Archons or Nephilim, Anunnaki, or global elite, the Geh, or God-Goddess-Eaters, as I've playfully nicknamed them, practice psychic vampirism by harvesting and feeding off these incredibly powerful energies, purposefully and systematically generated through terror, fear, pain, lust through all forms of pornography and sex clubs, rape, sex camps, pedophilia, now being the latest what-the-fuck moment for those of us appalled by the blatant pop-cultured vanillaed hip sexual preference, quote-unquote, that's now been claimed as a marginalized and victimized-slash-discriminated-against group, touting slogans like, pedos are people too, in addition to the much-rewarded divisiveness and hatred of other, which fuels and supports their agendas of global control of humanity's creativity and the planet's resources. Yet, sexuality, in its highest and purest expression of conscious lovemaking, is the vehicle through which we are ushered to the brink of egoic annihilation, into divine union and bliss on earth. Healing our sexuality and restoring it into its original divine realm is vital to the healing that is required of each of us to fully awaken spiritually and take back our creativity and sovereignty, thus cutting off the feeding frenzy and usurping of our divine creative nature and energies by these world controllers. We are remembering and reclaiming unity consciousness, which is the alignment of heart, mind, and body with our true divine natures. Thankfully, each and every day, more and more of us are waking up and taking the courageous plunge into the murky abyss of our automated human conditioning and enslavement, risking everything we've ever known to remember and reclaim the depths of our divine nature as creators of reality. We allow enlightenment to illuminate our path of evolutionary growth, change, and expansion, inviting the divine to live us. We are remembering who and what we are. We are grand creators, the free energy source of the universe, and the powers that want to be do not want us to remember these facts.